on your Facebook page. And then, more importantly, you can grace your Facebook page with what you are grateful for. That's something that every day I will remind you about. Help yourself. Thank you very much. Successful people are making decisions. One of them is to spend some time with us every day, just sort of to get an idea. This is not a run-of-the-mill radio program. This is first. This is factual. Everything is satisfactual.
I've heard that somewhere
Deputy
before.
Deputy Duda. Deputy A. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Say hi to the folks at WMQL, Kenny, will you please?
Hi.
Hi. This is momentous. Jennifer, would you like to... Would you like to do
Would you like to say something a little more enthusiastically? Hi, how are you?
Hi. How's everybody?
Good morning.
How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good morning. I've talked the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning to you. Wait a minute. Where did my microphone go?
Oh, boy.
Here's some good news. U.S. officials say that the U.S. has actually now seen some video proving that American soldier Bowie Bergdahl, is that how we pronounce his name? Bowie Bergdahl?
Sure.
Still alive. He disappeared from his base in Afghanistan 4 years ago. Had been a prisoner of war since then. The video was on a thumb drive that was intercepted by the U.S. last week.
Good.
Shows this guy looking very frail, as you can imagine, making a reference to the recent death of Nelson Mandela. Military officials believe he's being held hostage in Pakistan. The last video released of him was 3 years ago. So you're in his family. What are you thinking of this?
If I'm in his family, I would want to just go over there and get him myself. Isn't that silly?
Hire somebody to do it.
Yep.
A mercenary. Those people are available. They're around. Hire a mercenary. Go get the guy. Right? You do that.
I think I probably would, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that sort of thing, a Senate panel yesterday said that the attacks on the Benghazi outpost could have been prevented. No crap. Really?
Wonder
brilliant.
How much that cost
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
My favorite brilliant. Is that they knew that it wasn't that movie that they were, but they still blamed it on it. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
The 34 U.S. nuclear missile launch officers that were implicated in a cheating scandal have been stripped of their certification. Air Force says this is the largest breach of integrity in the nuclear force. Really? Officers apparently texted to each other the answers to a monthly test on their knowledge of how to operate the missile system.
That's one of those tests you don't want to cheat on. Like, you'd really actually want to know those answers,
you
I would imagine.
Think, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, by the way, this is coming out as a result of a drug investigation that included two of the 34. This is something that, I remember when we first talked about this, I think it was, what, early December? It really shook me to my boots and a lot of other people, because these people have their finger on the button.
Right.
They're the ones who monitor.
And a lot of power.
Right. Yeah, they monitor whether the system is working right. The president actually has his finger on the button. But these guys could fiddle if they went bananas. Let's say they went down the same road that policeman in Tampa did. Say one of them just goes berserko, got a gun, shoots everybody else in the office, and decides he's going to push button number 4. How do you stop that? How do you deal with that? They have safeguards, I'm sure, and they're not going to be posted on the memo in the cafeteria. But what? Don't you wonder about that every once in a while? I mean, there's a lot of crazy things to wonder about. I don't know that I wake up every morning and think, well, I wonder if this guy's okay monitoring the nuclear missile base in Montana. But yet, it is something to think about. Is it not?
It is.
Yeah. Something to think about. And more, the thing, every day this week, I have come up with something that has been, and I'm sure the people who are in the service, damn Stefan, he's at it again, complaining about the military. I'm complaining because you and I spend $740 billion a year for military personnel, armaments, gadgets, toys, creations like the aircraft carrier Gerald Ford that doesn't work, and it's also something that we'll pay $4.2 billion for before it's completed in 2016. And what we're going to have, apparently, is something that's not as good as what we already have. So, yeah, I think I have every right to complain, and more importantly, so do you. Why aren't you? Why don't you hear these things or read them and think, my God, what's going on here? Why do we have... There are 34 members of this cheating scandal of the 600 missile crew members across the Air Force. And apparently they made them all retake the test.
And, well, that's good.
Yeah, right. The it's too big. There's too much. Way too much. And it proves that we have too much money. You know what we always talk about with regard to disposable income? You know that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Disposable, what do we call it? I call them the upper disposables.
Yeah, because I pretty much don't have any disposable income. I'd cry if I put any down the disposal.
Yeah. Right. Well, but you see, that's what's happening. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And it ought to be talked up, I think. Anyway, I'm trying to do this because I'm trying to raise part of what my job is. I have something to say, and I'm going to say it. You got something to say, you say it. 888-302-3684. You can use Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Send us email, Doug, Jennifer, or Ken at DougStefan.com. In a moment, I want to talk about what we were just the reference here to disposable income. There are certain circumstances, Jennifer, in which you have license to splurge.
Mm-hmm.
And I will share those with you
like
and only
splurge.
You and hopefully hundreds of thousands of other people. When is it okay? You know, excuse me, we all have budgets where we think about, okay, I don't want to go outside of this limit, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes it's wise to spend money. So I'm going to give you some examples of what may be considered splurge-worthy. How do you like that? Is that a new word?
I like it.
Splurge-worthy. What's splurge-worthy? First, though, a brand new year, a brand new look at your appearance. Most of the things that I talk about are personal care items. Most of the commercials that I do myself for personal care items. And the product Provia that's been on the air now for, I don't know, what, 8-10 months? We've been talking about Provia, an all-natural hair-thinning therapy that cleanses the pores on your scalp that have been plugged by you using those cheap doggone shampoos. Anything that's white is not good. Don't use it on your hair because it plugs up the pores like cement. So you need something like Provia to clean them out, allow the follicles to grow and be healthy. Provia attacks the reasons for your thinning hair. It reactivates by cleansing the pores, those follicles that are under the scalp. You'll get compliments. I know you will. I'm looking at stacks. There's a lot of certified customers here. And so you want to become one of them, I'm thinking, if you have a challenged hairline. Men and women are calling 800-525-8319 for Provia. That's 800-525-8319. Order it today and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate, which works even faster and better for more noticeable results more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Look at your hair go and grow. 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
The Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This portion of the program brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. You have been posting, and thank you for that. A lot of mothers and fathers and grandparents have been posting their tips to keep yourself healthy during this winter flu season. Kenny, you got a few of them there, and maybe even a winner?
Yes, I do. Kevin says, if you get sick, there is only one cure-all medicine, camphor oil.
Really? All right, so you like him, we're going to give him... two things. He's going to, first of all, get the blankets and thermometers from Exergen. Plus, his name goes into the cash drawing for $100,000. Good day. For $1,000.
Put me in there. Take it.
All right. So we have a $1,000 winter getaway gift card we'll be giving away, I think, at the end of this month, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how that works. Anyway. Temporal scanner thermometer is something everybody ought to have. Congratulations to our winner today. And to keep those suggestions coming, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Time now to splurge.
I'm ready to splurge.
Splurge worthy. This is a way for you to feel not so guilty about things. For example, I saw a Star Wars action figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then it led to another figure, and then there's a whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it over the weekend to give to my son because he loves the Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did I want to spend the money? No.
But he loved it.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it yet. He'll be back this Friday. Deep down, you have guilt for going over your budget for something like maybe a doll, Jennifer, that you want. You may collect the antique dolls or something. The truth is that very rarely is something legitimately splurge-worthy. But there are occasions when it's good for your heart. And so you ought not to feel the guilt unless you're irresponsible. That's the difference. If you're irresponsible, just spend because you want to, no.
You don't really have any guilt then.
No. Right, exactly. If you're spending money instead of putting money away for your son Johnny's college education, maybe that's something. If you do it all the time, then... it's not good. But every once in a while you see something and you don't want that whatever it is to go to waste. So you buy it and save it for whatever the reason. Just a little bit. Don't do it a lot. But I think every once in a while people get too hard on themselves. Make sure, though, if you're spending the money that's hard-earned, buy quality. It's a much better investment. All right? 20, 30 bucks, 40 bucks. What's the big deal? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yesterday,
he's a dirty
Jennifer,
little man, but he's
in her television report announced that Prince was going to participate in a post-Super Game, Super Bowl episode of a television show called New Girl with Zooey Deschanel. Is that, what's-her-face's sister?
Yes.
From Bones?
Yep.
Right. He's all excited about it. Why would he be excited about it? What's the big deal?
Does he do? He hasn't acted really very much at all, I don't think. So this no.
He never does this kind
no,
of thing.
No, it's yeah. a big deal.
Huh. All right. He's going to be himself, too, by the way. It's not something. Who's the entertainment Super Bowl this year?
It's Bruno Mars. And I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers are in there, too.
Oh, right. We talked about that earlier. Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that. Later on in this hour, Jennifer will check television news for us. And as long as we're in that mode, let's spend a few minutes thinking about what a couple of the daytime chat shows were invested in conversationally yesterday, including Wendy Williams, who's one of my faves. I don't much get a chance anymore to see much of her, but she's hard to miss when you when you do see her. Wendy talks about Octomom here. Yesterday, I think, Jennifer, you brought out that Octomom was involved in a welfare fraud scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-don. Michael, where is that? Da-da-da-don.
Big surprise.
Ready. Da-da, yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's Wendy with her opinion.
Have you all heard that Octomom might be going to jail? For the most hood thing ever. Alleged welfare fraud. Judge, we all know somebody who's defrauded the system. Don't you remember when you were in college and you had those people who lived on your dorm floor who got food stamps but didn't really need them, but they figured out how to fraud the system, and then they would take their hot plates and you'd smell filet mignon and lobster cooking right there in the... Come on. Someplace or somebody who's living up in the projects with fabulous Raymore and Flanagan furniture and a brand new Infinity downstairs in the parking lot. Okay? So stop judging Nadia Suleiman. Although as a black woman, it makes me very proud that she's not black, that she's white. You all.
Yeah. I'm guessing Wendy, because of what I know of her history, may have been involved in a little of that welfare fraud herself.
Aww.
When she was younger.
We don't know for sure.
All right. Across, of course we don't, but it's interesting speculation. Next. Yes. The ladies over on The View yesterday talked about people getting upset at Mrs. Obama for not ruling out getting Botox.
Magazine interviewed First Lady Michelle Obama about her upcoming 50th birthday and asked whether she would ever consider surgery or Botox. Now, she said she didn't see herself going that route, but that she wouldn't rule it out either. Now, some people are saying this isn't the message a role model like the First Lady should be putting out there.
Oh, please. But I got a that says I don't use Botox, but I don't condemn the people who do, and that's a bad message.
Well,
Botox is such a terrible thing. This is not a drug.
All right.
I think it's because she was promoting health, and people actually get on me too. But I say, you know what? It's my body.
I do Botox.
Yes, yeah. And I'm happy with it. I'm not out there.
You can move your face, can't you?
Barbara was pretty quick to defend Botox.
Yeah, I think all right those ladies, there. Except for Whoopi, probably are defending it.
Have you seen something about Jenny McCarthy? What did I see about her?
That she wanted to be The Bachelor?
Oh, right. On The Bachelor, yeah.
Or The Bachelorette, I suppose, would be more accurate.
Yeah, you're going to give us that story in the next half hour, right? Also, coming up, a UN panel goes to work. You know how the UN is. This ought to be very functionally delightful to take apart whatever their latest excuse for their existence is. So stand by for that. 28 after the hour. This is Doug's Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous, so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be designed to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The bad boy of broadcasting, Man Cow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Time to feed your mind again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. Email Doug, Rich, Jennifer, or Ken at DougSteffen.com. You got to pick one of us. Don't just send it to all of us.
Well, or you could.
I suppose you could send all of us. You can't do Rich, semicolon, Doug, semicolon, Jennifer, semicolon, Ken, semicolon.
No, but you can send an email to everyone.
Yeah, you could do that.
If you wanted to.
Yep. If you feel the urge,
here's how it should work.
The need.
If you're upset with us, send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Right, like the lady yesterday.
If you think that we are the best thing that ever happened since ice cream and butter on bread, send it to Jennifer or Rich or Ken.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jennifer has her television report later in this half hour. Lots of things happening there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Rich McFadden has joined Jennifer and Ken and I. The rest of the radio world will be focused on the Senate Benghazi attack report and the Supreme Court on abortion clinic buffer zones and the business of the two shootings and all that other stuff. Meanwhile, there are other fish to fry, including the United Nations. You know how we love it when they're in the news. Now, I don't know. This is not something that I would poke fun at, because I think it's a very serious issue. I just wonder out loud whether there will be any effect from the United Nations questioning the Vatican about their problems around the world with child sexual predators in the form of their priests. A lot of human rights organizations have petitioned the United Nations, these people that represent the victims of all the clerical abuse that's been part of the Catholic Church over the years. Now, the United Nations has decided to step in and visit the Vatican and see if they can defend any of their positions. So you can expect that report probably in the year 2018, I'm guessing. That'd be just about right for the... Isn't that the way the UN normally works?
Nice and
3 months after we all knew there were chemical weapons being used in Syria, the UN report says, our decision is final. There were chemical weapons used in Syria.
Breaking news.
All right, here's the story from Memphis, KWAM, reporting that a teacher there locked a 5-year-old girl in a classroom closet and then left the school.
Oh, boy.
School officials identified the teacher, Kristen Oshfeldt, at the A.B. Hill Elementary School. She's now been suspended without pay. This young person's mother said that he is in kindergarten, trapped in the dark closet. Remember the cloak rooms? I remember cloak.
Yeah.
They used to call them a cloak. They were hung up here. I don't know how they got to be called cloak rooms, but they had a swinging door usually on them in my days at Jonathan Maynard Elementary in Framingham. Anyway, the kid wasn't hurt, just scared to... I mean, you can imagine. Kid's in kindergarten, for God's sake. 5 years old.
Wow.
Did she unknowingly... Like, did she put him in there and then forget he was there and leave? Or did she put him in there and then intentionally?
Still, why are you putting a kid in a closet?
Either way.
The child was being punished. Child was
being
punished.
Wow.
But then she forgot that she put him in the office. So it's true, both of those things.
Okay.
Wow. Child being punished and the teacher forgot. So
if you're forgetting you put a kid in the closet, I'm thinking you're probably really? Not
and
the best candidate
punish,
for a teacher.
If you punish the kid by putting him in a closet,
right.
maybe a problem too.
Yeah. Well, is that can you go back and say that if you can't control the children, you ought not to be? I mean, what's the syllabus for, or what's the creation of the rule system for handling problem children? Doesn't everybody have his or her own way of? Yeah, I remember when. I remember when I was teaching. If there was a problem child, I would look at him and not say a word. I'd just look at him. And that usually was enough.
That's what you do to us here.
Yeah. No, I just stopped talking when you come up with some boner. Right,
the teachers today do not have the freedom that you may have had when you were a teacher.
No, they don't. They don't.
You were able to get away with a lot more in the early
70s. Have to, because I, for whatever the reason, the kids paid attention to me most of the time, not all of them. I had a few problems, and as soon as I had a problem, I sent them to the office. I didn't deal with it because all they did was disrupt the class, and that's the only reason they were acting out anyway, because they needed attention. So right. Send them to the office and let them do their song and dance with the principal. Normally, the best discipline, because the principal was not very effective in most anything he did, that's how he got to be a principal.
You know,
it was better for me to handle it myself, and that's what I did.
Both of my kids, who are still in elementary school, one in kindergarten, one in fourth grade, they have they get things for being good, and then get things for
what
not
sort
being
of things
good.
Do they get?
Well, for example, my daughter Juliana, she gets they have a piece of paper, and they get a star for every time that they do something good. And when they get enough stars, they get a little teeny toy, you know, something throwaway thing. And then my son, they have, I forget what the moniker is on it, but they get like a smiley face if they're good. And then they get
an emoticon.
And then they get something if they're not good. They get one taking away. And then every so often they get, okay, I don't have to do homework today because I've got 10 of my smiley faces or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a little teeny award system for them, and it seems to work well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Richie, do you have our da-da-da-don?
I think I do here.
I didn't really do justice to the Benghazi report, but wanted to give you the words of Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, who says that, as far as he's concerned, the Benghazi attack will be the greatest cover-up in the history of our country. Really?
Aside from the Kennedy assassination, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. The greatest cover-up in the history. Everything today, everybody's sort of prone to hyperbole. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it to you to look that up. Hyperbole, as opposed to hi, Richie.
Spelled hyperbole.
Hi, Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. The feds are investigating Walmart. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, you want this on every single one?
Why, no. I'm trying to create drama here, Richie.
Okay.
Drama, early morning drama on the Good Day program. The feds have filed a formal complaint.
Excuse me, I think my heart's pounding because I'm so nervous.
Really? The feds, through the National Labor Relations Board, says Walmart has illegally fired and disciplined and threatened employees in 14 states for participating in activities that bring about complaints, public complaints about wages and working conditions at Walmart.
That doesn't make you want to have a yellow smiley face.
Yeah, they were striking.
Can you imagine Walmart being upset and retaliating against their workers? Wow.
Well, they're saying that they didn't show up for work. So
put them in the coat closet.
They did. That doesn't require an investigation. They have to put them in the closet. They close the door with a greeter
in
the closet with them.
Duct tape on aisle 5, please. Locks on aisle 6.
Oh, my God. The Labor Relations Board cited an internet memorandum that said a company official... This reminds me. This is back to the UN. Hello, we all know Walmart does this. Why does it take the National Labor Relations Board to tell us that they've broken the law? They do that all the time. They do whatever they can. They're the biggest
corporation
in the world.
They want to get Walmart over their
knees
so that they can ramp them up to $15 an hour from minimum
wage.
Yeah,
well, maybe they want to do that. Anyway, the company says on its behalf, actions were legal and justified. Quote, we continue to believe that we acted respectfully and, more importantly, acted lawfully in these incidents. Yes. course they did.
If you don't show up for work, does your employer have the right to reprimand you?
Depends on how you didn't show up for work.
If you are assigned to show up for a shift and you do not post for whatever reason it is, and you do not call in.
Yeah, I think that's it's a
disciplinary action. Is,
do I, as your boss, have the right to reprimand you?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay.
Would you like to? Jennifer would like some of that.
We do. When you don't show up, we do your show. That's punishment enough.
I don't show up that all that often, thank you. By the way, speaking of posting, Richie, have you posted your grateful Facebook point?
I have not. I need to make my way over to Facebook and do that.
Kenny, what's the best way of us pointing this out? It's a Facebook post that reflects what you're grateful for today. That's what we'd like you to do, and share it with us at facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're doing it, so if you'd like to do it, we think it would actually present a very nice attitude and aura for the day. What do we have, Kenny? You got some nice grateful posts from Facebook, whether it's from the folks that are listening or on our Facebook page.
Laurel says that she's grateful for her children's health and happiness.
Mm-hmm, good for her.
That's nice.
Yep.
Jay says, another day of work with so many people searching for a job. I'm truly thankful to my friend, Daryl.
Mm. Who's Daryl?
Must have given him the job.
This is kind of funny.
I keep going.
Thank you, Daryl.
And his other brother, Daryl.
Yep.
And Larry.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want?
Carl says he's grateful for the health of his children. That's what he's most grateful for today and every day.
Good. Nice. All right. These thoughts every day. Please share one thing for which you are grateful. I will do it. Richie will do it. Jennifer will do it. Kenny will do it. We'll all do it. And it's important that you do it because it's just really good. It's a way to make your life sort of closer to that life that you dream about, in my estimation. Anyway.
Today, I am grateful for the ability to start my day by goofing off for 3 hours on the radio.
There you go, Richie. Put that right up
I'm grateful for a push-up bra. And by the way, so are you.
16 before the hour. Jennifer pushes up her whatever utensils that she needs for the television report coming right up here on Good Day.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's a new year and time to get back to business. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Choosing the right all-in-one printer is vital in keeping costs in line and improving productivity. Steve Feldstein from Brother International has tips for small and mid-sized businesses.
For companies that don't need to print in color, choosing a monochrome laser all-in-one is a great way to avoid overspending on features and supplies they won't use. A high-yield replacement toner cartridge can help lower cost per page, and two-sided printing and copying can help reduce paper use. These are two easy ways to help keep a printing budget in line.
So what's a good option, Steve?
The Brother MFC 8950DW All-in-One packs time-saving two-sided printing, copying, scanning, and faxing into a single machine. An optional high-yield toner cartridge can help businesses reduce their printing expenses.
For more information, visit brother.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, now we at 13 before the hour. Get to Jennifer's report, television info. Now, what do we have here, Richie? This is an outtake from a Jimmy Kimmel. This is Jimmy Kimmel, not Fallon.
The email I sent you is, this is why Jimmy Fallon is replacing Jay.
No, that's the. I want to do that later. I thought there was another thing.
Oh, you want to do the Jimmy Kimmel thing?
Yeah. Is that too lewd, though?
No, it's not. I just need to know where it is.
Well, in the meantime, Jennifer, bring us up to date on the congressmen who are upset with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. These guys, Durbin, who's a big gas bag. All these guys are a bunch of gas bags. Markey, Blumenthal, Durbin. They didn't like it that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was smoking an e-cigarette
right.
on the Golden Globes.
Which was part of the bit when they introduced her. She had her sunglasses on. She was smoking an e-cigarette. But U.S. congressmen not happy. They said the Golden Globe celebrates entertainers who are an influence on young fans and that it wasn't a good representation.
See, this is how they get the story wrong. These men are not congressmen. They're all senators.
No.
And I think that's an important distinction. I mean, people say, oh, what's the difference? No, that's a fact that should have been clarified, or somebody should have known who wrote the story, or some editor
right.
who looked at it, not you. Well, maybe you. But,
maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm the only one who seems smarter than
I'd
editor.
Actually skipped the story today, so in my benefit, this
well,
is not actually
was,
part of the TV report, but we'll talk about it. You know, it's
overkill.
To me, everybody is smoking these e-cigarettes, and so I think it is. It does glamorize it to a point.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that smoke them. I know a lot of people that try to smoke them in college classes. Now, how does that hit you? That's kind of weird.
Well.
But it doesn't have any smoke, so they say it's okay and healthy and fine for everybody, but you're still ingesting
nicotine.
Healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else?
All right, so the creator of CBS's How I Met Your Mother is apologizing for Monday night's episode. Some people thought it was a little racist. The episode featured Marshall attempting to give Barney the perfect slap and featured the show's other characters in yellow face, wearing Asian costumes and speaking with accents.
That's offensive.
Didn't go over very well, and
really?
So they've issued an apology to everyone we offended. I hope we can regain your friendship.
Why don't they do as part of the network... Before every program, we apologize to anybody who could be offended by anything.
Right? Didn't they watch Jimmy Kimmel the other day when he offended the Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. CBS announced the All-Star edition of Amazing Race, featuring 11 returning fan favorite teams, Sunday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. You can check it out.
So Jenny McCarthy wanted to be on The Bachelorette.
Yes, she did.
Right.
She was lonely after her divorce, and she wanted to do it.
It's
producer said no.
Johnny Walker.
Oh, tell her to call me
anytime.
51 past the hour on Doug's Good Day.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Vision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
John Kreitler is vacationing at the Panama Canal. Matter of fact, I got a picture of him, a selfie, swimming in the canal, trying to avoid a big tanker that was coming through the canal.
You would not want to swim there. There's not enough room for you in the boat.
It's also dirty. Oof, dirty.
And it's dirty, yeah.
It is dirty.
But it's okay. A cool place to go.
We're going to replace Tom, all of us, with a tip. I have a tip on how to trim a cow's hoof. That'll come up in just a matter of moments.
Beautiful.
Jennifer has some home.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I've always wanted to trim a cow's hoof.
Well, now you're going to know how. I'm going to give you that information.
Very carefully is the answer.
Well, there's a specific tool and there's a mechanism for doing it, which I will pass along in a moment. The National Association of Realtors.
So don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this.
No, do not move a muscle. The National Association of Realtors are more than happy to be bringing you this segment of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And you can actually send an email to them thanking you for understanding how to, in fact, take care of a hoof that's a problem, a trim and other things that go on with cow's hoofs. That's coming right up here, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market's different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message.
Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
So we're going to have a choice here. After Jennifer brings you up today with her tip, I'm going to give you a choice. Either I'll explain how to clean a hoof on a cow or how to fry an egg on a sidewalk. either of those two things.
You are such a weirdo. Right? Tom is so upset at the Panama Canal right now.
Really? No.
And we've all done the egg on the sidewalk thing. I mean, come on.
It doesn't work.
Really? Yeah, it does. Look at
As Justin
look,
Bieber.
No, look at the video from Australia where it's so hot. It is a picture. I'm looking at a picture of a at the Australian Open of an egg frying on the tarmac. So, there, Jennifer.
All right, you want to hear some home improvement tips for January?
Please, and if you make it long enough, we won't have to talk about how to clean a
I have 100 of them.
Wow.
All right, here's a good one. Organize your home improvement files in January. Review warranties and product manuals to check on recommended maintenance for furnaces, equipment, appliances, and tools. Mark your calendar to track scheduled upkeep and service. That's a good one. You should also inspect your furniture, cabinets, and vanities for loose knobs. Nothing like a loose knob. Pulls and hinges, tighten or repair as necessary. Lubricate squeaky door hinges with lightweight machine oil. Free sticky doors by trimming edges or shimmying hinges with thin pieces of cardboard. You can also look for bargains on discounted appliances and tools before buying. Make sure that the warranties are valid. Make a room-by-room inventory of everything in your house. That way, in the event of fire, flood, or other disaster, it will be important in filling out an insurance claim. Photographs or video of your possessions can also be helpful. And don't close vents to crawl spaces, Doug. If you live where pipes can freeze and the floor becomes very cold, insulate pipes and under the floor. Vents play an important role in controlling condensation beneath the house. Would you like me to keep going, or would you like to tell us how to do a cow hoof?
Well, it's, do we have popular demand for this? Actually, is pretty simple.
I'm sure it's going to be more helpful.
Yeah, it could be more helpful for everybody who's got a cow, at least. You first need the trimming utensils. You also need to have there's a large sort of mechanical tool. You put the cow inside of it, lock the cow in it, and then wrap its foot around so you can tighten it up.
So it's torture, basically.
Oh, well, it probably doesn't feel great.
This is what they do at the pedicure place when I go in.
No, this is taken right out of Guantanamo. Prisoners at Gitmo.
There it is, Gitmo for cows at the Good Day Ranch.
All right, so we've taken care of all of your home improvement needs and farm needs as well here on Good Day 59 after the...
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.